You're listening to ESPN 97.5, Houston's only FM sports station.
One home for all professional sporting activities.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Vincent Goodwill of Yahoo Sports is reporting that the relationship between James Harden and Chris Paul has been termed unsalvageable, and the two players want a divorce. I thought maybe when they brought in Chris Paul, it would be really good for James, because it's hard for me to say that James doesn't care, but James comes across as a guy who doesn't really care.
Which
and
is weird.
Chris Paul is the opposite. Chris Paul is a dude who seemingly is harder on his teammates than anyone and expects more from his teammates than anyone. Chris Paul is a grinder. He's a hard-working dude. And I thought maybe that would be a positive thing for James, and I think it was for a short time. And I think now it's gotten to where, that's enough, dude. This isn't working. Your way's not working either. Don't tell me how to do this, because you've never done it. So don't tell me how to do this.
Yeah, and it's loses, amplifies all the bad feelings that you have within a relationship.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler, Raheel in for Fred. We're at Twin Peaks on Kirby. Miss Twin Peaks contest tonight at 7:30. Get on out here and view it. Here or your local Twin Peaks, they'll all be showing it. We've been pretty sportsy today, I guess. A lot of Rockets talk. I wanted your thoughts on the Anthony Davis to the Lakers trade. Do you feel like that was helpful for both teams?
Absolutely.
I do too, because I feel like when you've got LeBron, you've got a really limited window of we need to win. If we're going to win, we need to do something right now. And obviously LeBron with Lonzo Ball and Josh Hart, like that wasn't going to get it done. So, or Brandon Ingram. So you trade those guys, you give up a lot in terms of draft picks, but you're definitely closer to winning now than you were a year ago.
Yeah, and what the Lakers are hoping is, okay, we put these two together with LeBron and AD, and Kuzma being your third as of right now. He's your third guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's potential for other guys, whatnot, but what they're banking on is they win one title, maybe two. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And it becomes a destination then after LeBron's contract expires where all these draft picks won't matter because guys want to play with AD in the final few years. And then the torch is passed on and so on and so on. That's what they're banking on. And good. Go for it. And the Pelicans, that's a haul right there. That's a good haul. Go for it. You know what? That guy's leaving you anyways. You got a lot in return. And if two of those guys hit in the draft, then you're better off. And if some of these guys that are already playing in Brandon Ingram, you're just waiting for him to take that next step. I think the entire NBA is. If that works, then cool. It pays off for you. Because you wouldn't have gotten anything in return, right? So
No. That's
good. You're not going to get anything. You're not going to get the same caliber of player back ever when it's a top five guy. But you got a nice haul back that could set you up if you hit on some of these picks for Zion and whoever it may be.
Now, for the Lakers, they've got, you could argue, they've probably got the best front court in the NBA. If they've got a healthy Anthony Davis, a healthy LeBron James, and a healthy Kyle Kuzma. But it's a guard-driven league now, and there ain't a lot there. What are they hoping happens over the course of the offseason that gets them the guys that can actually put them over?
You're going with just LeBron. You work playoff magic with LeBron, and now you've got – that would be LeBron's second-best player that he's ever teamed up with, third. Dwayne Wade was pretty salty, even though the first year it wasn't that good. Like Dwayne Wade, LeBron was carrying that team.
I mean, fully healthy Anthony Davis has the potential to be the best player.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, where is he right now? Kyrie was number one, right? Like, all when healthy, man, Kyrie's won. Yeah, I mean, Dwayne Wade, the second championship was really good.
Yeah, it's one of those two guys when they were at their peaks.
But Anthony Davis, when healthy, and if it all works out, could be the best one of all the guys he's played with. And it's something that teams can't counter with because it's a guard-heavy league.
But there's not another guard on that team. They traded away everybody that plays in the backcourt. Like, I actually thought that they could. Now, granted, there are guys out there. I've heard the Kemba Walker thing quite a bit. And if Kemba Walker's your third best player, the league's in trouble.
Yeah.
I'll say that now.
And if Kemba takes a two-year deal, a lot of guys take two-year deals.
Yeah.
And you raise your stock even higher, and then you cash in on that next deal.
Kyrie Irving is available, technically. He's got a player option, so he's available. I don't know that it would make much sense. He wanted to get away from LeBron to spread his wings. I don't know that.
But then you figure out that, hey, you know what? Being a number two, or being the number one, kind of sucks sometimes.
Yeah, but now you're going to go and be the number three?
Yeah, whatever. Give me more rings.
Jimmy Butler available?
But, by the way, Rockets Twitter is losing their mind right now because Jimmy Butler's in Houston driving around.
I thought Jimmy Butler doesn't like it here.
He's here. I think he's playing in the Fondy games. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah, but Jimmy Butler is posting on Instagram. So is there a sign-and-trade in the work? Jimmy Butler to the Rockets? That's one they've been linked to. But if Jimmy Butler goes to the Lakers, yeah, that would be. But then that's, again, that's like two of the same guys are LeBron, Jimmy Butler, guys that are really good defensive players and can be good defensive players. LeBron, not as good defensively anymore. But guys like if they're on, they're great shooting-wise. But you got a lot of the same guys then.
So Chris Middleton's another name out there. So let's say they give max money to Kemba Walker, which I think Kemba Walker would be smart to do that. I mean, you get a max contract, you're playing with on a team that when LeBron leaves could potentially be your team. And until LeBron's gone, you could, you know, walk into some championships.
Yeah.
And if they did that, the Lakers would then have room. They'd have the mid-level exception, basically, to use on a starting two guard. And there are guys out there like J.J. Redick, which that would make, I mean, if I'm J.J. Redick, that makes perfect sense to me.
I was talking to Cody about that. We were just talking about NBA free agency the other day, and I told him if J.J. Redick wants to win a championship, you go with LeBron because the guy that will flourish the most is a shooter.
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of open shots, and J.J. Redick would, I guess he would sign another one-year deal. He's just signed 2 1-year deals.
Yeah.
And now 1 year for the mid-level?
Terrence Ross probably will take more money. I don't know that he's made enough.
He wants to get paid.
I don't think he's made enough money in his career that he can be like, yeah, I'll take the mid-level to play with LeBron. J.J. Redick, though, he's had a long career. He's made some good money. He could probably do that. Wesley Matthews?
I need a better shooter.
Okay. And then I guess Reggie Bullock is still available, I suppose. Trevor Ariza, if you could, I mean, I don't know that he's necessarily, it'd be weird to play him at the two, but I mean, LeBron is sort of a hybrid anyway, so I don't know. You've got some options there, and it's a guy who can shoot, but I mean, then you're talking about filling out your bench with veteran minimum guys.
Yep, just guys that you just get them on a deal, or you hope you can get somebody up from your D-League squad.
And you're talking about like Carmelo Anthony's and
don't put Carmelo on anybody.
Raymond Felton's and those.
Yikes.
And former Rockets savior James Ennis available. Yes. So,
oh man, Harrison Barnes is he just opted out, or I think they're gonna cut.
But he's not gonna opt out and take a veteran's minimum.
Yeah, he wants to look for a long term deal.
Yeah,
yeah. Harrison Barnes,
he's still a decent player.
Yeah, that'd be a nice player for a lot of teams.
Man, granted, anybody's gonna have a shot. I mean, if you're on the team with LeBron and Anthony Davis and Kemba Walker, you've got a real shot. There's gonna be guys who are interested in it for just that.
Yes,
but Harrison Barnes already got a championship ring. I don't think he's going to be ring chasing at this point. I think he wants to get some money.
What if the Warriors call him back? Hey, man, we could really use you now. Again, come back. I know we upgraded.
I know we pushed you out.
We pushed you out, and we got Kevin Durant to replace you, but we need you to replace.
By the way, will you take a 1-year deal?
Yeah. For $8.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant decides to opt in, and we have no money
left.
What
we're going to do is we're going to give you the injury exception money from Kevin Durant. We're going to give all of that to you. But, yeah, the Lakers are suddenly interesting again, which I think is good for the league. And the Pelicans are interesting, too. I mean, obviously, Zion's going to – I don't know how much college basketball you watch. How enthralled are you with Zion? Are you all in on that day?
I think he's going to be a fantastic player. I don't think he's going to be a game-changer player like LeBron was, but he's going to be a really good player.
Is he going to be Charles Barkley?
A little bit better, I think. I think his shot has the potential to be better.
Okay.
Yeah, like Charles Barkley never shot from outside of 5 feet, 8 feet, right? I think his shot has the mechanics to work out in the NBA. And not a guy that's going to take 7 a game, 10 a game, whatever. But I think three from three.
Let me ask you this, though. What position does he guard when he's on defense in the NBA? What position is he checking?
Probably power forward.
And he's 6'6".
That's fine. How many power forwards back up guys anyways now? It's a perimeter-oriented game. And there's a lot of team defense, a lot of help defense that is in the NBA. If you can mask bad defense, you know, bad defensive abilities like James Harden, Steph Curry at times, you can help out with Zion. It's not the end-all because of his size. And I think he's athletic enough where he can make up ground on defense against bigger guys. Or if he's guarding a smaller guy in a small forward, I think you can make up for it. Because not only on the defensive side, but now, let's say they play a lineup where he's a center. Which center is going to check him on the perimeter? There's not many centers that can do that.
No.
So, like, the game goes back and forth. It's going to be fun, man. I think he's going to be just
fine. But I don't
know
that Zion's good enough on the perimeter that he's, like...
Right now, he's not.
I think plenty of teams are like, okay, you want to shoot those? You go ahead, bro.
Dude, right now, he's not. But we're acting like his game won't develop.
He wasn't a good perimeter shooter in college.
LeBron wasn't a good perimeter shooter player his first year in the NBA.
Yeah.
Guys can improve stuff. Like, would you trust LeBron taking a three now? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think he's a guy that will get better.
But I also don't necessarily fear LeBron taking a three either. Mm-hmm. If you're asking me would I prefer LeBron shooting threes, of course.
Yeah, that would be the game plan. You're right. But if he gets hot, like, the guy has the ability to hit those.
Yeah.
And I think Zion mechanically has that ability.
I said this yesterday. I don't think there's much choice of who you can take with the first pick in the draft. I think it's one of those times where everyone is so enamored with this guy that if you take anyone else, you're basically setting yourself up for ridiculous criticism. Mm-hmm. But would you even consider anyone else?
No, I wouldn't. And I know you love Ja Morant.
I love him.
And we've had this discussion before about this. Athletically, you're right. It's like Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
You said, like, you had a shot at Russell Westbrook, the athleticism, all that. And I just think when I watch a shot in the few games that I watch, and again, I didn't watch every single Ja Morant college game, but the ones that I watch, I'm like, you know what, that shot, I don't think it's going to translate to the NBA that much. I don't think it's going to be a deadly weapon. So that's what I'm kind of fearful of that. But the thing that he makes up for.
If Ja Morant played at Kentucky, mm-hmm. do you think there would be discussion of who should go first overall?
No. I think the Zion train left the station. His senior year.
It's just so physically.
Yeah.
But you remember, even going into this season, RJ Barrett was the best recruit Duke had this season.
Yes.
They were, like, Zion and, the other guy's name is escaping me all of a sudden.
Reddish.
Cam Reddish. Those were complimentary pieces mm-hmm. to RJ Barrett, who was the best player coming into college. And then, at some point, that script flipped. But, I don't know, man. I wonder if Ja Morant wasn't at Murray State, if the hype would have rolled on, because there aren't a lot of guys doing what he was doing in college either.
Yeah,
I mean, this is an all around player,
and his court vision was the other thing I was going to bring up. Like, where he might lack shooting wise, his court vision will pick it up. Like, he has outstanding court vision. He's going to be great passing the ball, and I think that's going to be a big part of his game. At first, you got to be able to get guys involved because teams are going to be overloading on you. You're going to be one of the worst. You're going to be the worst player or the best player shooting on a really bad team.
Who? Anybody else in that draft that you find interesting?
I love Culver.
Okay.
I love his game, man. I think he's going to be
a stud. I like DeAndre Hunter a lot.
Yeah, Hunter's going to be good.
I like Brandon Clark from Gonzaga.
Mm-hmm. I didn't watch enough of him to form an opinion, but I will go watch it.
I think he's freakishly good. I mean, he's got a a ridiculously versatile skill set.
Okay.
I think he's a really interesting player. What do you think about Jackson Hayes?
I think he should have come back one more year.
I kind of think so, too, but I also don't really – I mean, he's going to be a lottery pick, likely, and he's probably the first center taken off the board.
Yeah.
So if I tell you, hey, you're going to be the first guy at your position taken, don't you say, well, I guess I better go.
It's going to be late. It's going to be what? He'll probably go 12?
Sometimes – I mean
– And I get it. Yeah, like, you're still a lottery pick. I get it.
And you're also –
I think the perfect fit for him would have been if somehow the Rockets had a pick that you could have snuck in and gotten him. He would be the perfect complement to that offense. Like, he's Capella with even better abilities.
Yeah. But he could also end up on a team like the Celtics or the Timberwolves, a team that has some nice – well, probably not the Timberwolves. They have Karl-Anthony Towns. But a team that's got some pieces in place that maybe they won't be bad. You know, maybe it's not the worst thing. Maybe it could be the Timberwolves. Maybe they draft him as sort of a project if they've decided they don't want to keep Karl-Anthony Towns long-term, or – they want to use Karl-Anthony Towns more as a four and back, you know, send him out on the perimeter more. I think it's – I heard Charlie say it's not a very good draft. I don't know if I agree with that. I think it's an interesting draft. I think there's a lot of really boom or bust guys.
Yeah, it's drafts like this usually where you go, man, that draft ended up being really good.
Or it could just be a total disaster and none of these guys could be worth a damn. And Zion, I could easily see a situation where 5 years from now, Zion is a total wash and just not a player. I don't know that he could be as possibly as bad as Anthony Bennett was.
Oh.
But let's say Zion gets to the league and lets himself go weight-wise a little bit. It could get ugly in a hurry. That dude is – he's going to have to work to stay in shape. It'll be interesting to me. I'm and the draft is on Thursday, so it should be fun to watch. All right, we're at Twin Peaks on Kirby. We'll be back. I want to talk about Daddy Juice. On the other side of the break, O.J. Simpson on Twitter and getting into DM conversations that are probably not the best look for him. We'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz, live from Twin Peaks, Kirby. Stop on by here, or you're just your local Twin Peaks, whatever's closest to you, for the Miss Twin Peaks Championship of the entire world being crowned tonight. I'm sure there's a handful of really, really in-shape ladies who are going to be in really nice evening wear on that broadcast. It starts at 7:30, so get out to your local Twin Peaks. And preferably tell them that the AJ and Raheel told you it would be a great idea to show up.
Bring signs, maybe.
Yeah. And I'm not telling you that if you say AJ and Raheel sent you. But if you do tell them, maybe you get a discount. I'm not guaranteeing that. Maybe you don't get a discount. Maybe they say, no, we don't offer a discount for that. That's probably what's going to happen. But maybe they will give you a discount.
They might add you to some kind of watch list.
That's possible, too.
They're like, all right, we got to watch out for this creepo.
Yeah, he's
a Blitz listener.
OJ Simpson has joined Twitter. He now has, let's see how many followers he's up to. It's basically doubling every day. And he's currently up to 732,000 followers on Twitter. And yesterday he was following 10 accounts. Now he's only following 8. He follows the Buffalo Bills, the NFL, the PGA Tour, USC football, the Heisman Trophy, Malcolm Laverne, who I believe is his lawyer, Justin Simpson, who I believe is his son, also a real estate agent, and Tim Graham, who I'm not really sure what Tim Graham does exactly, but he's associated with the Bills organization, I believe.
Athletic. He writes for the Athletic, it looks like.
Okay. So, OJ, new to Twitter, he's only publicly tweeted 4 tweets, a couple videos, and a tweet, which, by the way, I won't be putting out fantasy football rankings this season because OJ Simpson will be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Taking an early look at fantasy football, Patrick Mahomes was my clear number one, but with Tyreek Hill's status still up in the air, I'm debating Baker Mayfield or Todd Gurley. What do you think? Am I missing someone? I don't want to tell... OJ, I don't know where you've been the last 10 years, but you don't take a quarterback number one. That's bad form, honestly, and you'll get laughed out of your league.
Maybe prison fantasy football is different. Maybe they have different scoring systems.
Yeah. You know what they're probably doing in prison fantasy football? They still do the 10 yards per point for quarterback.
Yeah.
When the modern world switched to 25 yards per point a long time ago, prison rules are still, no, it's still 10 yards per point.
Everybody knows that. You never want to play fantasy football in prison because they weigh things differently.
Yeah, the rules are different. OJ, though, has gotten into some DMs, including an account, an OJ parody account, which posts photoshopped pictures of OJ at the crime scene. I mean, it's quite obvious that it's not an account that's attempting to be a real OJ Simpson. He's not fooling anyone into thinking he's OJ Simpson. But OJ still took it pretty personally, and he sent a direct message to him. Delete this parody account, as you call it, or face serious consequences by me. I'll find your ass one way or another, so don't mess with me. I got nothing to lose. Grow up. Knife emoji. I don't want to tell you how to live, OJ. And he says, if I don't, you're going to stab me too? In reality, me and millions know the truth. You tripping over an account. LOL, welcome to Twitter, bruh. So, this account, who follows zero people, mm-hmm. the header says, I killed my wife, I play football. I don't think that would be the real OJ. But for some reason, OJ doesn't have a blue check mark. I'm not sure what they're waiting on. I mean, OJ was a Heisman Trophy winner. He had a successful NFL career, was in movies. Usually those, I mean, you've got a blue check mark.
Yeah, if I can get one, Juice should be able to get one. But I also didn't allegedly kill anybody.
But you also...
Or found not guilty of killing
somebody.
Yeah,
he was found not guilty. Yeah. He didn't do the crime, according to the justice system. So does Twitter say, like, well, you got accused? I mean, does Lori Loughlin still have her blue check?
She should.
Is she on
she
Twitter?
Got grandfathered in, though.
Yeah, I guess Daddy Juice.
She committed the crime after the check mark.
They don't take that away.
Yeah, no. You can't take it away.
Yeah, I feel like Juice should get a check mark. Seems right.
I feel like Juice should hang out with friends that have better phones. Because what time was it? 6:30. That was your latest. Was that your latest birth?
Amongst them, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty late.
Yeah. His energy drink before the show, and I've had 2 iced teas here.
Yeah, that was pretty late. The Jenner stuff that he posted, whoever shot that, they have a horrible phone.
Yeah.
It's horrible quality. It came through,
do you think OJ has Cricket or T-Mobile? Or Sprint, maybe?
Somebody upgrade, please.
I bet he's got Sprint.
Can't be T-Mobile because T-Mobile's the best.
Is it the best?
I love T-Mobile.
I don't like T-Mobile.
When was the last time you had them?
It's been a while.
They've changed it.
I had AT&T for a long time, and my wife made a foolish mistake, and Sprint had some commercial that was like, cut your bill in half. And my wife was like, we're doing that. And so I came home one day, she's like, I switched our account over to Sprint, and it's going to save us X dollars. And I was like, okay. And I had Sprint for approximately 3 weeks before I paid $1,000 to get out of the contract so I could go back to doubling my bill to be with AT&T again, because it was that bad. So I think I'm brand loyal at this point. Cool. I learned my lesson. I strayed once, and it was an error in judgment, my wife's judgment, not mine.
Yep.
That's why all major household decisions now are made by me, the man.
Because she has to submit paperwork before doing it too.
Yeah.
So there's a record of all this.
Yeah. We can't just let her willy-nilly change plans.
No conversations. I need official paperwork.
She just thought, the man of the house will be happy that I saved half of the phone bill. But I wasn't happy because my cell phone, I might as well have been talking on a cinder block. I mean, it didn't work anywhere. Internet slow as I was out of that. I couldn't do it. All right. This is something we have in common. Sexual dysfunction. It's a bad thing. And we both read for the Y Factor.
I love the Y Factor.
Because some people have sexual dysfunction. We don't have it. Yeah. I don't.
And you shouldn't be embarrassed if you have it, by the way.
No, no big deal.
Because there's help.
Yeah. And it could be caused by a lot of things. You could just have low cholesterol or high cholesterol. Could be either one of those things. It could be something as simple as a light infection or sleep apnea. But it could be something serious. You could have prostate problems.
Uh-oh.
Go get it checked out. And, guys, June is Men's Health Awareness Month. It's the perfect time to go in and get that well check. Just see what's going on with your body. See if you can make it better. See if you can give it a tune-up and have it perform at a higher level. They've got the three locations, Houston, Katy Freeway, and Campbell here in the Memorial area. They've got one up north, northwest side in Tomball. And then they've got one down in Webster. So they're all over the place, and they can help you. And, guys, it's simple. Schedule your appointment today. Mancenters.com, the Y Factor, dedicated to men's urological wellness. That's Mancenters.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 road show live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz. No, Fred Fowler. Raheel Ramzan. Who stole our bear?
That is our bear, right? It looks just like him. I can't say the name that we gave. I gave him, at least.
I can't believe someone took that thing. It's being reported on ABC 13.
There's a man with a bear. It looks like ours.
That's a damn shame. Rico says, I hear if you come in last place in your prison fantasy football league, it's a deep, deep mistake.
Yeah, you never want to. Does the winner get the loser?
I would assume that's part of the deal. But I think that's also head-to-head matchups every week. Winner gets the loser.
Yo. Now, that fantasy football league, I would play in.
That's high stakes.
Exactly. None of this BS like, you get a championship belt. You have to hold a sign on Westheimer.
I mean, you go 0-13, that sucks.
But if
you go 13-0, you get to have sex with like 13 different dudes.
So, I mean, that's, and there's no judgment. There's no like,
but depending on how you feel about it, 0-13 could also mean 13-0 for you.
Depends on your stylings as a man, like what you're into.
Because some guys are probably like, whoa, hold on.
I'd prefer to be 13-0.
Yeah, but some are like,
but
wait.
But there's some guys who are like, yeah, I'm an 0-13 kind of guy.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. They're like, what?
I'm drafting QB1.
Why'd you take Lamar Jackson with the first pick of the draft? That's an interesting choice. You know he's suspended. You know Tyreek Hill's going to be suspended. You just traded your top two picks so you could move up one spot and draft him? I don't get it.
Yeah.
And, but, yeah, I see that you just drafted Adam Vinatieri in the third round.
Kickers are important, bro.
That's frowned upon.
In your rules, prison rules, though?
Yeah, that's true.
Things are different.
It's true. I would take Justin Tucker if I were drafting a kicker in the third round.
You love Justin Tucker.
He's the best. He's the best kicker who's ever walked the earth. He's the only kicker worth drafting in fantasy football. I never get him because I don't ever draft kickers. I always wait until it's like my last pick. Whoever's left on the pile, I'll take him. And inevitably, it used to be I could get Justin Tucker with just hanging around on the pile. But then people caught on to that he's the greatest kicker of all time, and now he gets drafted in like round 9. And I'm like, you idiot. I mean, why are you drafting a kicker in round 9? But then I'm, you know, eventually I play that guy, and the Jets kicker gets me 0 points that week, and I'm like, damn it. Should have drafted Justin Tucker instead of that crappy Giants wide receiver that I took in the third. I took Victor Cruz in the 9th round instead of Justin Tucker, and Victor Cruz has played 2 games all year, and he's netted 7 yards. Damn it.
I have a question for you. I know the answer, so I'm going to mix it up a little bit for you.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Is this the 2 weeks question?
It is.
Okay.
Okay, so the 2 weeks question. Now, a lot of companies are starting to do this where to get a pop with... social media go viral for a little bit.
We need that here. We need some pop.
Yeah, we need some pop. So they'll do like, hey, we'll pay somebody $10,000 to go around the nation and eat the best ribs. That's what Reynolds is offering. All right? So that one's a little bit older. That one's a little bit older. That it came out, I believe, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
I've been tagged in that story probably 20 times. And people you're like, think I would be good for that job.
Yeah, you're like, I've already done that, though. You've done the best date with the best barbecue. You've gone to all of them. So... that's a no-brainer, right? Like, you would pick that. There's another option now. For $10,000, will you go pool hopping? Hotels.com will send you around to the best hotel pools. You get to review it, have drinks there, have a great time. $10,000. You have the option. I know you're going to take barbecue.
I would take barbecue.
Yeah, like, that's easy. I know you take it, and I would take the pool.
Well, you don't eat pork ribs.
Yeah. Okay, even if they did barbecue in general.
They did. Still take the pools.
Yes, absolutely.
Weird. Even though you have super hairy legs.
Yeah, I would still take the pool.
But people would be like, ugh.
That's fine. I
are you
still
hairy?
Admit.
Are you hairy enough that like when you get in the pool, people will get out?
No, I'm not.
You're
that
not
hairy.
That because you know there I'm, are guys.
Oh
like
yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That are, when they get in, I'm like, uh-uh.
I'm fine when it comes to like just if you're wearing normal. See, I go mid thigh on all my shorts.
Yeah,
and it's okay. But what I'm too hairy for is the old school
the
swim
one quarter
trunks.
Thigh.
Yeah, like I want to go
like
where it's just like
Pistol
there could
Pete,
be a little
Pistol Pete shorts. You can't do
no. Like I just want a little bit of sneakage. Like is that a little bit of his? Yeah, it could be. I don't know. But my question is, think about it: the barbecue trip, but you got to pick somebody, whoever you hate the most in sports radio, and that person will join you on this barbecue trip. Are you still taking this barbecue trip?
No.
$10,000.
$10,000 to spend 2 weeks with someone that I hate?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
But you get to eat barbecue still.
How much time per day are we spending together?
You're driving to the place. At hotels, you have different rooms. But you're pretty much together all day long. Whether it be driving, flying together.
We have to talk?
Do whatever you want.
I could do that.
You could do it?
Yeah. I don't know who I really hate the most in sports radio.
Dislike.
Dislike the most, even.
Or somebody that you don't want to hang out with.
I mean, there's a lot of those guys. I don't really want to hang out with anybody in sports radio.
Hey. I'm right here.
Yeah, have we ever hung out?
I mean, I'm just not a, I'm,
sitting right here.
I'm not a hang out with people kind of guy. Like, I have like a couple people I hang out with, and that's it. And I'm not looking for new applicants. I don't want to hang out with anybody new.
Hmm.
I'm team no new friends.
Huh.
I don't know.
You gonna do it?
I'd probably do it. I guess $10,000, I could do it.
Yeah, for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
put up with them.
I mean, God, I could hang out with my wife for 2 weeks. I've done that for. I mean, I hang out with her all the time for like 13 years now.
And it costs you $10,000.
It cost me a lot more than that. It cost me more if I wanted to stop hanging out with her, though. So I just do it. All right, I got to tell you guys about TGS Insurance. If you own your home, listen up, grab your smartphone, and save some money. TGS has built a system that's going to give you a firm insurance quote on your home in 15 seconds using nothing but your address. How, you might be asking, and that's an easy answer. Here's what you do. You text the word money to 232323. They'll reply back asking for your address. Send that. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, these savings, they are legit. Online rating is nearly perfect, and the average customer from 2019 saved over $870 so far this year. If you don't need to wait, you don't need even need to wait for your renewal because they're going to take care of all the paperwork, the back end, the hassle. So you can free your mind and fatten your wallet. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving today.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we're back on The Blitz, wrapping it up here from Twin Peaks. Kirby, come on out tonight to your local Twin Peaks. Watch the Miss Twin Peaks contest. 7:30 it'll be on. We failed to do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day, so let me do that real quick.
The gym of the day, it's the gym of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
So normally our last segment on Tuesdays, we do something called Hey Man, F That.
Yes.
And because I forgot the Zadok Jeweler's gym of the day, and Zadok Jeweler's pays to have a gym of the day on our show, and nobody pays for Hey Man, Bleep That, today my Hey Man, Bleep That is the Hey Man, Bleep That segment. We're not doing it. We're doing the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
Could have tag teamed
in the
it.
Final segment. I guess we could, but not, I mean,
you
now
have
we've
tag team before.
Both. Yeah. Tag team back again. Check it to wreck it. Let's begin. Party on, party people. Let me hear some noise. DC's in the house. Jump, jump for joy.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's go to. Did you know there's a city in Oklahoma called Dell City?
So how do you spell it?
D-E-L City.
Whoa.
Yeah. Where a there was a feud. Yeah, how do you get along with your neighbors?
So one neighbor, it's an Asian family that I believe just moved here. They speak limited English.
That's nice.
Yeah, and it's just a man. We saw his wife once.
Build
We've never
wall.
Seen her again. We did. The fence isn't big enough. And then his mom, an old, you know, elderly lady. She's super nice. But they have stray cats. And they have an outdoor cat that's turned into a stray cat that just makes noise all night long.
Oh.
So that's one side. The other side is a drug-dealing family that we never see.
Okay.
Yeah. And then across the street.
I picture you living in a nicer neighborhood.
I thought we were living in a nicer neighborhood, too.
Are we not paying you enough here?
No. Damn. I just want neighbors that are there.
I'm sorry.
I'm not asking for much.
My wife and I were leaving our house the other day, and we were friends with neighbors on one side. On the other side, it's also a limited English family. And we pulled out of our driveway, and my wife said, is that baby by itself? There was a baby walking in the street.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, Lord. So I got out of my car, and I'm like looking around, and it's like maybe a two-year-old. I don't think even a two-year-old. I think it's like a one-year-old. And it's just like wandering around the streets barefoot, by the way. And I'm like, uh-oh. I said, where's your house, buddy? Like, we were going to communicate. And he just stared at me. And I realize, oh, my neighbors, the limited English neighbors, which, by the way, I think they have, like, the parents are limited English. The children are okay English.
Yeah.
But I brought this, the door is wide open on their house.
Oh, no.
So I carry the baby over there. I try to get him to, like, just come with me, and he just, like, he's staring at me like I'm an idiot. So I pick him up, and I, like, knock on their door. This girl answers. I said, hey, I found your baby in the street. And I said it in the, like, the condescending, like, I spoke probably too loud because I didn't think she spoke English. And then she was like, thanks. I thought my dad was watching him. And then just walked away.
That was it.
That was it. And left the door open when she walked away.
They want the baby to escape.
I think so. Anyway, that's beside the point. A homeowner had a feud with her neighbor. And then the neighbor that she didn't like, her house caught on fire. And arson was suspected. So what they did was they went to her neighbor's house and said, hey, we see you've got security cameras on your property. We need to review the footage. And she's the one who lit the fire. Oh. So this woman who had, I guess, like a Ring doorbell system, it caught her on camera lighting the house on fire. Not a good neighbor.
Dude.
Not
a good
wise,
neighbor.
Guys.
Not wise, guys. That happened in Dell City, Oklahoma.
Dell City.
Yeah.
Typical Dell.
Yep, and that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Appreciate you, Raheel.
Thank you for having me.
John Granato has agreed to do a show with me next Monday.
He gets the call up.
So I'll get a show with Lance, a show with John, and a show with Raheel. I'll get a show with Barry. That means the only hosts who refused to do a show with me were Charlie Polillo and Joel Blank.
You got to get Charlie.
He was having none of it.
He straight up said no.
He said no thank you.
I thought you had final say, though.
Not with Charlie.
Okay.
It's in my contract. We're out at Twin Peaks. Kirby, you guys stop out here. Watch the Miss Twin Peaks contest. And I would say I would love to see you out at the golf tournament tomorrow. I won't be there. Raheel would love to see you out at the golf tournament at Wildcat. So you guys get out there. And, yeah, we'll be back at 7 a.m. tomorrow with the bench. Have a good night, guys.
ESPN 97.5.